Thank you, Sylvia, for that song this morning, and for the presentation that was put together. I'm sure the young people are blessed by that, and they're saying that, "Blessed Sylvia." I'm sure it's something like that. This morning, we have five graduates that we're wanting to honor, and so I'm going to call out their names, and they're not all here, so we're going to honor those who have come and pick on them a little bit. So we're going to ask, first of all, if Megan Deitch would come forward and be seated right over there in the front row, please. Megan, please stand and face the congregation a second. No, thank you. Do you see this? When Megan was a little girl, when she would go out the door, I would tease her about her bright red hair. And I would tease her about having so much of that bright red hair while I had very little. And I would ask her, "Megan, why don't you give me some of that hair? That would only be fair. You have so much, I have so little. Would you share your red hair with me?" And I just teased her about that and teased her about that. And things went by, and a couple of years after we kind of went through that, Megan showed up and she said, "I wanted to give you this." And there was a blue piece of paper that was kind of folded up. And I said, "Well, thank you." And she said, "Well, look at it." And so I opened it up, and here was this lock of red hair. And she said, "So I just want you to be able to have that for your bald spot." And I told her, "Megan, one of these days that will show up again." And that's been at least 10 years, hasn't it, Megan? At least 10 years. You thought it would never show up, didn't you? She's not too embarrassed, but you'll notice that her face is brighter than her hair right now. But I couldn't resist bringing that out. Also, Taylor Grenz has graduated this year. Taylor is not here this morning. Ashley Neiswanger has graduated this year. Ashley is not here. Sean Weiler has graduated this year, and Sean is not here. But there is a young lady named Colleen Williams who is here this morning. And so we're going to ask Colleen to please stand. Come forward. Turn and face the folks a second. And that's exactly what I was going to ask you to do. Give us the wave. All right? We have been privileged as a church to be able to connect with these young ladies. And they are a joy, and they are a blessing. They are a joy to their families, and they are a blessing to all of our families. And this morning, ladies, I'm going to tell you, the message this morning is for you. All right? We're going to let them listen, but they're not allowed to take this home with them. This is for you. All right? Okay. I want to speak to you this morning for a little bit on the subject of knowledge. And I have a verse of scripture I want to read. And then, by the way, there's a misprint in your bulletins. The word food should not be in your verse. That should be fool. Okay? So there's a difference between food and fool. So I just kind of wanted to point that out. And then we're going to look at another short passage of scripture. All right? And so, ladies, this is for you. In Proverbs chapter 15, the 14th verse, the writer says this, "The mind of the intelligent seeks knowledge, but the mouth of fools feeds on folly." And then over in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 29, verses 11, 12, and 13, we read these words, "For I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for welfare and not for calamity, to give you a future and a hope. Then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. And you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all of your heart." Let's pray. Our gracious Heavenly Father, as your children, today we seek you. And Lord, we ask that through your word, Lord, may you just bless us and help us. Let us always seek your knowledge. Let us always seek your wisdom and discernment. And Father, these two young ladies who are before us today, we pray that your Holy Spirit would not only fill them moment by moment and day by day, but that as you guide them, Lord, I pray that they would walk in the path that you establish. And so, Father, fill them with a hunger and a passion for you all the time. And Lord, we'll certainly give you thanks for that. Now let our hearts be warmed by your presence. For it's in your name we pray. Amen. Ladies, in that verse in Proverbs chapter 15, verse 14, it says at the very beginning of that, "The mind of the intelligent seeks knowledge." You have reached a milestone in your life where those powers that be have placed upon you gifts that say you have accomplished a great feat. You have accomplished much to this point in your life, and we recognize that with that thing called a diploma. A diploma is the acknowledgement of others as a reward for all of your hard work and for your seeking of knowledge. Unfortunately, many times we only seek the knowledge that man is interested in. And sometimes we kind of let off and back up on seeking the knowledge that God wants us to have. And I'm going to warn you now that many, many young people, when they get to your age, and they begin to taste independence a little bit. And you're going to be tasting independence a little bit. Now, Megan, I've already talked with your parents. And they said that when you turn 30, you'll be allowed to start dating. Colleen, your parents are building a cell in the basement. We don't know when you're going to be allowed to spread your wings. All right? But at your age, there are a lot of people that would try to draw you away from the fundamental principles of Jesus Christ that you've been taught your whole life. I know both of your parents. Both sets of your parents have a hunger for Christ, and they have a love for Him that they have done everything that they can do to convey that to you and to bless you and to give you exactly what God wants for you. And now, you're reaching that moment in life where they have to step back. And in their stepping back, they have to say, Lord, we've done what we can do. They're yours. Please protect them. Please watch over them. Please keep them. And ladies, God wants to do that. But He's not going to violate who you are. And so there's going to be a lot of temptations that are going to come your way. And those who would try to pull you in directions that God would not have you go. So I encourage you, seek Him. Seek Him early. Seek Him often. Seek Him daily. Seek Him passionately. And God will bless you with the promises that we have read here in Jeremiah. And I want to read those again. We're going to break this apart just a little bit. All right? This is the Lord speaking. And He says, "For I know the plans that I have for you." The Lord has plans for both of you. And He has plans to be able to make you fulfilled in this life, but to prepare you for the world to come. Sometimes you're going to look at what God has to say and you're going to say, you know what? I feel like God's trying to control me just a little bit. You know what? He is. But in His trying to control you, it is for your protection. It is for your good. And it is for your being able to be used by the Lord, because you have been placed on this earth for a purpose. And that's exactly what this verse continues to tell us. For I know the plans that I have for you. Megan, before you were ever born, God saw your life. And He saw your potential. And He took you and He placed you in a place where you could learn, where you could grow, where you could become all that He wants you to be. You have been greatly blessed. And it's been exciting for us to watch you from this size to this size, or close to it. Maybe it's this. No, it's more like that. Okay. But it has been exciting for us. And it has been an honor for us to watch you through the years. And to see the beautiful young woman in Christ that you have become. You hold tight to Him. You hold tight to Christ. And when the enemy wants to pull you away, you search for Christ. And you seek His wisdom, because He'll pour it out on you. Because He has a plan for you. You know, I don't know what ways God is going to use you in the coming 60 or 70 or 80 years that you might have on this earth if the Lord tarries that long. I have no idea who He's going to bring across your path, but He's going to bring many. And you're going to have the great opportunity of being able to influence those people for Christ. That's your purpose. That's all of our purposes. God's purpose for us is not to just be individuals. God's purpose for us is to be His and to influence this world for good and for the grace of God. Colleen, we haven't known you as long. All right? But we have been able to watch you grow and develop into the beautiful Christian young woman that you are. And you're getting some exciting things going on this summer with your trip to camp, if you will, and for God to be able to use you to impact and influence other individuals. It's because God has a plan for you. And He wants to use you in the building of His kingdom as well. And in His plan to use you, always keep yourself submissive to Him. Now, I want you to notice this. I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans for welfare. Now, that's not relief from the government. All right? But we're talking well-being. Plans for your well-being. Plans for your protection. Plans for your development and growth as a believer in Christ. God says, I have great plans for you to be able to be used of Him. And now notice this. Plans for your welfare and not for calamity. As I observe a lot of young people, they get involved in a lot of things. Drugs, alcohol, immorality. And those things bring calamity in a person's life. And God's saying, no, that's not my plan for you. But my plan is for your well-being, for your stability, for your prosperity. My plans are for you to be protected and to be loved and to feel secure in your life. Because that's what God wants. And He wants you to feel secure and to feel His love and to feel His grace and to sense His leadership and direction. There's going to come times when you're going to want to stomp your foot at God and say, God, I don't want to do this. Do it anyhow. Because God will use you in great ways. Both of you young ladies have that winsomeness of Christ. That means that attractiveness of Christ in you that can be used to draw people to Him. And that's an amazing gift. Allow God to use you in that way. As these verses continue, He says, I don't want calamity for you, but I want to give you a future and a hope. A future and a hope. You know what that future is? It's heaven. That's your future. The way that this world is going and the way that things are going now, if you ever listen to the news, you probably don't. Do you? No, that's what I thought. Most don't. But the way that this world is going, it is going away from God further and further. But God wants us to draw closer and closer to Him because He has a future for us. And that future is in His presence forever. There's an alternative. You can choose that direction if you wish, but it's real calamity. And that's eternal separation from God and from all that is good. And so, when God asks you to do something or to not do something, He's asking you that because it's for your good and for your future. You've had, no doubt, a lot of pressure from a lot of people about you got to make up your mind. You got to know what you're going to do. You've got to know where you're going to go to school. You've got to know what program you're going to take. You know, there's no doubt that you've had all those kinds of pressures. Well, I encourage you to seek God's will, then He can help you to develop the programs that you need. He can help you to develop the direction in your life that is going to prosper you in spiritual things and give you a future in His presence and a hope. We all want hope. We don't want to think that everything is hopeless, that there is no future. We want to know that there is one. And God is saying, I have one for you. Now, He puts on it this kind of a disclaimer. He says this in verse 12. He says, then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will listen. Then you will call upon me. When you are sensing that you're being pulled in a wrong direction, call on Him. And He'll be there for you. When you are sensing that you're wandering, come to Him. And He will be there to answer your problems, to take care of your issues, and to be able to give you that hope that is necessary for you to have for life. He says, and I will listen. Have you ever talked to somebody and you know they're not listening? Like right now. Have you ever talked with anybody and know they're not listening? You know, mom and dad, once in a while. I'm sure all of your parents always listen, right? Folks, they're afraid to answer these questions. I don't know. There will be no repercussions for their answers. Please understand that. But we have. We've talked to people and we're thinking, oh man, they've tuned out. They're plugged in somewhere else. And sometimes then we just kind of get frustrated. We go, who can I talk to? Who's going to listen? Who's going to pay attention? God promises here, I will listen to you. When you seek me, when you call upon me, I'll listen. And we can save ourselves a lot of heartaches and a lot of headaches if we call on Him early and ask Him to help us, to guide us, to protect us. And I encourage you to do that. And then He says this, and you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all of your heart. Don't have divided passions. All right? Seek for the Lord with all of your heart, all of the time. That doesn't mean that you can't have a boyfriend. That doesn't mean that you can't get married. All right? But it does mean that you can keep yourselves pure. Keep yourselves with Christ. Because that's what He wants. He wants you to continue to be moral, upright young ladies. And then when marriage comes, you offer to that future husband the greatest gift that you can ever give. And that's your purity. Keep yourselves pure. God can help you do that. And He wants to help you do that. He says, look, I'll be there for you. Seek me with your whole heart. Seek me with all of your mind, with all of your strength, and I'll be there for you. You're going to be out from underneath the watchful eye of mom and dad in many ways. All right? So I encourage you to remember this. Even though mom and dad may not see, God does. And He knows everything that takes place. He knows the struggles. He knows the temptations. And yet He has promised to deliver you out of all of those things if you'll trust Him. How can we learn those things? Well, ladies, it is the tradition of this church to provide all of our graduates with a gift. The gift of knowledge. The gift of wisdom. The gift of discernment. The gift of direction. The gift of help. The gift of encouragement. All of those things are wrapped up in this little black paper, because in here contains all of the wisdom of God that is necessary for us to be able to serve Him, to have fulfillment in life, to have peace in our hearts. And so it's with love that we offer to you this gift. I'm going to tell you, we're not going to open it for you. You're going to have to open the packages. We can't force feed you what's inside. You're going to have to search that. We cannot force you in any way to find the wisdom that's contained in these books. But God will open up new areas of life and new areas of hope if you follow through. And so we want to, in congratulations for your great accomplishments, we want to offer these books to you. So Megan, would you please come? Congratulations on your graduation. And it's with love that Faith Church gives you that. Okay? God bless you. Colleen, would you please come? And again, we want to say congratulations. We, as Faith Church, offer you this book of wisdom and ask that you seek God in all things. Okay? God bless you. Now, I'm going to ask you ladies to come here for a moment. And I want to have a word of prayer for you. And then if you would like to come and congratulate these ladies on this amazing accomplishment, we're going to ask you to kind of come up through and you can be dismissed on your way out. All right? I'm going to ask my wife to come first. She's going to be the first one to greet them. Okay? So that we can go back. All right? Let's pray. Our gracious Father, standing before this congregation today are these two incredible young women. We thank you for them. We pray that your Holy Spirit might bless them and encourage them, that you might fill them day after day after day with your presence, with your guidance, with your discernment and wisdom, that you would protect them from all evil, and protect them from all harm, that you would bless them with the purity of your grace and your love, and Father, that you would keep them from falling in any fashion. Now, Lord, thank you for the example of these two. Now continue to watch over them and give them an amazing touch from your hand. For it's in your glorious and holy name we pray. Amen. I'd like you to please stand for just a moment. We're going to sing together the doxology, and then you're going to be able to come through this way if you'd like to greet the ladies. All right? Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above, ye heavenly host. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen. And now, love of the Father, the power of the Holy Spirit, and the peace of Jesus Christ rest upon each of you and fill you with all love. In the name of God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.